Hello there, my name is Carol Gillis. I'm from Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada, and I'm going to let you know about our diagnostic medical ultrasound program that we have at our university, Dalhousie University in Halifax. This is a picture from our campus, a beautiful summer afternoon, and we have several buildings on campus, and our students attend classes in different buildings around the campus. And I've tried to put a few photos in here so you'll know what Halifax will look like. We are located in the School of Health Sciences, and this School of Health Sciences is within the Faculty of Health Professions at Dalhousie University. These are two of our sonography students. While they're in their clinical environment, we have both clinical and academic training while they're at our hospitals. This is, right here is the new collaborative health education building, and this is an interprofessional building where the schools and students in each of the faculties of dentistry, medicine, and health professions actually work together, and I'll talk about that a little bit later on in my presentation. So specifically at the School of Health Sciences, we have five separate programs. We have diagnostic medical ultrasound, which I'm highlighting here in this presentation. We have radiological technology. We have nuclear medicine technology. We have respiratory therapy. And for our other imaging disciplines, we have the option to do magnetic resonance imaging technology as well. So each of these programs is very specific, and students learn in-depth knowledge in these courses. In the School of Health Science, the Diagnostic Medical Ultrasound program is a four-year bachelor degree. It does have the option to exit at 3 years with a diploma. Most of the applicants come from high school or with some post-secondary education. And we take the students in the area of the maritime provinces in Canada as given preference. It's highly competitive admission. We accept only 7 successful candidates each year. And with 4 years, we have 28 students in sonography in total in classes and clinical. The curriculum is integrated with academic and clinical rotations each year. And we have many shared courses with the other disciplines, including anatomy and physiology, general physics, pathophysiology, ethics, research methods, leadership. All of these courses are shared with the different disciplines. And then there's specific ultrasound courses in abdominal, superficial structures, vascular, cardiac, obstetrics, gynecology. These are all specific ultrasound courses, which includes both normal and abnormal findings on these ultrasounds. We do have a simulation lab where we have 4 ultrasound units, and the students actually will practice doing ultrasound on each other and before they go to their clinical hospital rotations. This is quite a busy slide, but this is the overview of the 4 years of the program where you can see the very specific courses, including, the physics that's general, but the very specific ones with DMUT is the Diagnostic Medical Ultrasound Program courses. The shaded areas include the time where the students are at the clinical practicums, which are hospital clinical practicum rotations. So you can see over the 4 years, there's a mix of academic, hospital rotations, and then also labs with these courses. There are specialty practice options in sonography where they can choose to do areas of special practice in their 4th year, and these include cardiac, vascular, neonatal pediatrics, and imaging informatics, and also the magnetic resonance imaging certificate is an option for sonography students in their 4th year of study. Ultrasound is the most operator-dependent imaging modality. It is highly operator-dependent, and this means that there has to be a very good quality examination, including a lot of attention to detail and finding specific pathologies within organs. And so it's quite an intense education where the students are giving all the understanding of physics, equipment settings, and how to do ultrasound so that when they're finished, they can go right out into the hospitals to work right away. There's no training when they are employed. They are competent and ready to work. So having the students become competent over their education program requires many hours in simulated labs, clinical scanning time, clinical practicums at hospitals. So there's a total amount of scanning hours where the students are actually scanning between 1,600 and 2,000 hours, which equates to approximately, 45 to 50 weeks of their schooling is actually hands-on scanning and practicing ultrasound. In the third year is quite an in-depth clinical portion where the students are in their hospital rotations, but also responsible for academic components. And this is where the students really become competent and independent in their scanning skills and become very accurate at picking out very subtle pathologies and things that they may see in patients. The students, because we need to have them obtain this competence, the students actually complete a clinical competency assessment, and this is through our national organization in Canada called Sonography Canada, and it's a clinical skills assessment, and so the students are actually examined by the practitioners that are in the hospitals for many of these exams, and they're checked off on very specific competencies while they're in the clinical hospital rotations. So the students actually write a knowledge-based exam along with these clinical exams, and they can write what we call core and general. And this core exam would be the physics, patient care skills, and that sort of thing. And the general sonography would be abdomen, pelvis, obstetrics, superficial structures, these kinds of exams. And specialty practice exams would include the cardiac and the vascular. So this is a logo here of our Sonography Canada, our national organization, which the sonographers belong to and they obtain their certification through. So the students sometimes will choose to write the American credential. The ARDMS is the American Registry of Diagnostic Medical Sonography, and sometimes our students choose to write that if they would want to work in the USA. I just wanted to show you a slide here to end the presentation. This is the president of our university. This is Richard Florzone right here. And this was an open house that we held at the new Collaborative Health Education Building. In this Collaborative Health Education Building, we have many professions that are learning together. And in this scenario, it's including a radiology resident, sonography students, and a medical student. And they're learning about ultrasound together. They will work as a team when they're out in practice. And we feel it's very important in their training to expose them to the interprofessional education experience. So I'd like to thank you for your attention today, and I know in Norway there's no sonography program, and in fact no sonographers working in Norway right now is what I understand, and I hope that this presentation may help you and perhaps have a sonography program someday here. Thank you.